Look here, Jefferson. Are you going out to the coon picnic today?
Indeed I is. I got a good job waiting on the table.
Well, that's good. I'm going out on that same job myself. But tell me, what time did you arise this morning?
I arise at 7 a.m.
What is that a.m.?
Lazy nigger.
You certainly am a lazy nigger. The sun was up 2 hours before that time.
Yes, but I know the sun goes to bed long before I do.
But they tell me you left the Hashbury Hotel. Is that so?
Why wouldn't I leave it with all them foolish people and cranks up yonder?
Well, tell me something about it.
Well, you see, there was a wall-eyed roomer on the sixth floor wanting to know if he couldn't have his dinner served in his room.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told him he could, he ordered me to bring him a plate of wet soup, some butterfly tongues, a camel's hump stewed in goat's milk, a package of fried cigarettes, a broiled liver pad, a Vaseline omelet, a pair of frog legs on crutches, and an empty cup of coffee.
Why, he couldn't felt light in the stomach after eating all that.
No, but I bet he felt light in his head when he ordered it. Oh, but that wasn't all. Oh, my. An hour afterwards, an old maid rang the bell, and when I came to her room, she pointed to a pair of trousers that was lying on the sofa.
And what did the old maid say when she pointed to the trousers?
She said, take them out and have them filled.
No wonder you left that hotel. But I had a funny confidence too last week.
Look here, what was that?
You know that rich Mrs. Brown what lives up on the hill?
He that does know her.
Well, I met her at a post office last Tuesday morning. She said she was going to give a dinner that evening that all the servants had left without notice. She asked me if I wouldn't go up and help her out. I told her I would. And on the way up to the house, she says, James, did you ever notice anything peculiar about my left eye? I says, yes, Mrs. Brown. I always noticed you had a watery eye. She says, yes, James. The doctors calls that psychoplectus of the optimistic nerve.
That's scandalous.
Every now and then, my eye fills with water, runs out to the end of my nose, and forms there in a large drop. And it is very embarrassing. Now, James, when the company is seated for dinner this evening, and you see that drop on the end of my nose, remind me of it. But don't say, Mrs. Brown, there's a drop on the end of your nose. Just say, Mrs. Brown, Jones is at the door. I know what you mean, and I'll remove it. So that night when I had served the soup, I noticed the drop on the end of Mrs. Brown's nose. I called out, Mrs. Brown, Jones is at the door, but she was busy eating the soup and paid no attention to me. I then called again, Mrs. Brown, Jones is at the door, but she kept right on eating that soup and paid no attention. So I bawled right out, Mrs. Brown, Jones is at the door. She turned around and said, James, did you speak? Yes, I did, Mrs. Brown. I said, Jones was at the door, but he ain't there now. He's in the soup. Why, I laughed so loud, I was heard up there in the sky.
Star in the east, I'm a grinder, eyes up there in the sky. Light and shine in a shepherd's eyes, up there in the sky. Grind to hear the mighty news, up there in the sky. Told the Gentiles and the Jews, up there in the sky. Little pigs grunt and the chickens sneeze, I've been tested to death with these. I will meet you by and by, up there in the sky. Sarah Jane, change your name, don't you weep or cry. I'll meet you when the moon is big.